Welcome everyone to the Inner Circle. I'm really excited today. This month's topic is plugged into gratitude. And you know, we're doing that if I hear any background, I'm gonna mute you if I hear any background noise. This month's topic, plugging into gratitude in the US. I'm not sure about other countries, but we celebrate Thanksgiving. So it's just a great topic, because gratitude is so essential to raising our vibration and creating abundance. And so I've invited you in the Facebook group to think about, like, what are those blocks to gratitude? First of all, to share, so that during this time we can release those blocks. What are those things that that are coming up for you? And if you have any questions about that, I can answer, specifics to how that relates to you. The other thing is that when we are grateful for what we want to create, when we really have the gratitude for, let's just say, abundance, for health, for driving, I'm just going to mute because it kind of disturbs the audio portion of it. But you can always star 7 later to talk, or if there's something specific. But when we're grateful for what we want to create, we actually activate that to create in our life. And so, I mean, it seems so powerful. I mean, I'm sitting here and I think about just all the amazing blessings in my life. And it really came from, like, you know, living in this house, just the life that we've created here. And it came for feeling grateful for it, even before it ever showed up, and just feeling unattached, but having that vibration. So I know this absolutely works. And so that's the focus for today's topic. I want to just take a brief moment and do a little housekeeping, because most of you are either work with me privately, or you're an A-lifer. And so there's been huge change in my company, and for the good. But meanwhile, there was a little growing pain, a little growth spurt there, and as we're adjusting to the change. So we have hired a new business manager. Her name's Mandy. And she's amazing team. So she will be the person that, if you have any questions or anything like on the back end, she will handle that. And she, one of the things that we really connected about, she's been meditating since she was like 12 years old, and just, you know, really just gets this whole, everything that we talk about. And she's in San Diego. So we really, connected on that level. So her name's Mandy, and so she will be, Safer's no longer with our company, and Tammy was just stepping in to help me out in the interim. So that is that, and then I also, in A-Life, we'll talk about that later, I brought on a new, I'm starting to hire assistant coaches as the company grows. So, plugging into gratitude. So the first thing is just everyone take a deep breath. Just sit here for a moment to stay grounded. If you're doing other things, I invite you to just connect to this moment, because this is the moment that is abundant. It's really just right here. Not like what's going to happen tomorrow, a year from now, when I make that 6 figures or 7 figures, or, you know, just right now. So just connecting to that moment and working with your energy, connect. Just see a channel of light from the heavens shooting down through your crown, through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, and shooting down your spine, and connecting to the earth. And I share that because so often we're like, these boats without, like, if we're not anchored and we're not connected to heaven and to earth, You know, we're leaking energy. And I asked this folks to set, if I'm just going to, if I hear background noise, like it sounds like you're driving, I'm just going to mute you because so that we can hear this. I invite you to set your intention for this energy call, for this energy session. Whenever I go somewhere, whether it's to an event, when I travel, to a meeting, even to a party, I set my intention. Like, what is it? What is my intention? Like, what do I want to walk away with? Is it, am I going to attract a new client? Is it, am I connecting to influencers? Or just, you know, am I, have intention to create deeper friendships, just more joy? Am I to really just represent joy? So whatever that intention is, and I'm sharing that because to get the most from this call, it's setting your intention, and not a million intentions, but to really get results, like one, like what do you want to walk away with? Because when you get that crystal clear on your intention, then you get it. You absolutely get it. And so I'm just inviting you to deepen the results that you get on this call. Okay. So that is good. So I have permission to connect with all of you and all those that are going to listen to this call later. So the first, just obvious, not if we have time, we'll open up the call to see what's really specific, and then I'll also base it on what you've shared in the Facebook group. I'm closing my windows, looking for that Facebook group. There we go. Okay. All right. I am grateful for this moment. It is easy for me to stay in the energy of gratitude. Gratitude feels natural and comfortable. It's my natural state. It's my go-to state of gratitude. It doesn't matter what shows up in my life. I can go back to gratitude and feel centered here. I feel centered in gratitude. So the energy is weak on that. We want to just get it's easy for me to see the gratitude, the blessings in my life. But not only that, it's because, you know, often we can see stuff on an intellectual level. Like, yes, you know, I know I have, like, I mean, all of us are more abundant than, you know, 90% of the world's population. So just to be, you know, but often, like, we know, might know that intellectually, but then not have really feel that. So I connect emotionally to gratitude. I feel it. I feel it in every fiber of my body. All the cells in my body are vibrating with gratitude and with love and with joy. I am thankful for this life that has been given to me. I am thankful for each breath, for each finite breath that I have while I walk this earth in this lifetime. I am thankful for my family. For those beings that I have that I've chosen to walk this earth with and walk this journey with, to learn about love. I am grateful for my home, for all the things that surround me. I am grateful for my gifts, and I recognize them. It's safe for me to be intimate with my gifts. And it's safe for me to be intimate with gratitude. The energy is we are raising. I am raising my vibration multiple fold in gratitude. we just want to kind of create that baseline first. Do I need to clear first? No. So I'm just asking the energy. So I'm going to plug into what you've all shared, and then we're going to go, and then we'll go deeper. And if there's something that comes up for you, I will refresh the page or write it down. You can raise your hand later, star two to raise your hand, and then let's address it, because my intention is that this hour that we spend together catapults you into gratitude, that this is your, like, base, kind of base state, like, kind of like, you know, we talk about Mount Everest and the base camp. Like, wouldn't that be amazing to just have this gratitude as our base state? And then we're going to go into what we want to create. Although I think some of you shared that already. I'm so grateful that I live in a peaceful, calm environment. And I'm grateful for what has shown up in my life that has shown me what I don't want as I create a calm, peaceful environment. I'm worthy and deserving to live with peace and harmony in my home. I surround myself. I'm grateful to have surrounded myself with friends and loved ones who are kindred spirits, who invite me to stretch and to grow, who remind me of my divine, who remind me of my greatness. And I naturally and gravitate toward these light-filled beings. And I'm grateful for those loved ones in my life who are not at that same state, who also remind me to stretch and grow and remind me of where I've been so that I feel the gratitude for my growth. I feel the gratitude for the shift in my life. I'm grateful that I am able to be a teacher and to show the way and the possibilities to others that are not yet there yet, they're not there on their journey, that journey, and that's okay too. That was me on another day, something that my friend Rupe Holmes will say. I am grateful that my family and I have a refreshing sleep every night. I am grateful to have accessed and integrated my full power. I am grateful for my physical and financial transformation. I claim it now. I'm grateful for divine timing and experience much joy in my journey. I'm grateful for the gift of turning it over. I'm grateful to be unattached to outcomes, that I can turn it over and it will unfold multiple times better than I could have possibly done it on my own by turning it over to the divine. I'm grateful for a strong, healthy body. I'm grateful for my healing powers. I'm grateful for my body's natural inclination, its wiring to heal itself. I'm grateful for a tenacious mind. I'm grateful for the gift of consistency. And I'm grateful for the mistakes that I've made, the lessons that I've learned, as I really learn to exercise this muscle of consistency and commitment. I'm grateful for all the lessons that have taught me about commitment, and I'm claiming it now. I'm grateful for all the support that I'm receiving from the universe, for if there's like an employee that you need to hire or an admin, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the team and support. It's exactly what I need to catapult my business to the next level and beyond. This person was handpicked for us. I'm grateful for God's blessings already received and those to come. I am grateful for the person I am becoming. I step into that now. I'm grateful for all the love and support from people around me. I'm grateful for having a warm bed, amazing food. I'm grateful to enjoy my life and to see all the miracles around me. I'm grateful to love and to be loved to cherish and to be cherished. I'm grateful for being in an intimate, rewarding, rich relationship that teaches me all about love and loving. I'm grateful for my increasing confidence. Actually, you know, I'm going to stop here because we need to clear some things out here. And so we're going to integrate into all these affirmations that I've shared. I'm going to look for any blocks. So if there's any false beliefs, we're going to do a life scan. Using your first year of life. And then whatever, I mean, we've all had different moments in our life that we have these energetic imprints, false beliefs, programs from school, from our family, that prevents us from aligning with these affirmations, with these new codes. So anything that you're ready to release in childhood, safe to let it go. And releasing any emotional blocks. It's not that we're releasing the memories, but the energetic imprint from those memories. Anything from adolescence. Then we'll do also a clearing for any generational patterns. Back 50 generations, or at least one person. So releasing that. Okay, so we're just moving that out of the way. Okay. I'm grateful for my increasing confidence in charging my clients the amount I want and desire to lead a happy, sustainable life. I'm grateful for the deepening detachment from outcomes in my life. I'm grateful for the increasing clarity I'm receiving from my ideal life vision. I'm grateful now that I'm experiencing my dreams come true. I'm so grateful my life is getting better and better each day. I'm grateful to see all these miracles unfold, to see the flow of abundance in my life. I'm grateful that more money comes in than goes out. I'm grateful for the past financial lessons as I deepen, as I strengthen this abundant vibration and claim it now. I'm grateful for the gift of forgiveness. I'm grateful for a body that feels so good and is so strong and resilient. I'm grateful for my family, that my family and I are financially abundant and are free to do the things we want as a family. I'm so grateful for the simplicity of my life, including lots of nature, friends, financial abundance, and connection to my spirit guides in the universe. I love how easy it is to know what my body needs to feel good and easily do that. I'm grateful for intimacy and sexual fun with my spouse. I'm grateful to wear all the clothing that my body feels so good to move in the way my heart and soul desire. I'm grateful for the flow and freedom in my life. It feels like gratitude is a way to open up to that state of flow. And that's really the good place to be. I'm grateful for all of my life experiences seemingly good and negative that have brought me here today. I release old habits. I'm grateful to release old habits of limitation, fear, and hiding for protection. I create and I'm thankful for abundance, the freedom to be my authentic self all the time, and the light feeling of having released the negative baggage. And I would also just say, just because I know a little bit about what was shared here, I'm grateful. Just plugging in, I'm grateful that my dissertation is completed and defended and I passed with flying colors. I'm grateful for the ease with which I finished it, as if it's already happened. I'm grateful for my parents who gave us love, values, and proper education, attention and respect. I'm grateful for my siblings who gave me love and attention, and for my family who surrounds me every moment. I'm grateful for my patients and my clients who teach me every day. I am most grateful to the divine for putting me in the right path, even when it seems impossible. I think also, yeah, I'm grateful for my clients. I'm grateful for those of you that you have customers or leaders underneath you or employees or bosses, feeling that gratitude and the things that I learned in these relationships. There's some false beliefs and some deeper blocks here. And then doing another life scan, anything in childhood that you're ready to release. And I'm going to go through the chakras. Energy systems feel good. Okay. So that is that that vibration of gratitude. I'm going to open up the lines. It just made me think because we were driving to church the other day, and because I'm going back to the States and Christmas is coming up. And it was funny because my daughter was my 5-year-old. I was asking them what they wanted and told them, no, they need to choose. We've been excessive in the past, and I'm done with it. It's just, I really am about living affluently, simply. And so I encouraged them to choose one thing that they wanted, and my daughter had this long, long list. And everything that she wanted, it's like we had a version of that before, and we've thrown it away. and it just made me think about just the universe and abundance, because if we're not grateful, obviously those things were not that valuable because they're not like, you know, loved and adored. And, you know, consequently we either gave it away or, you know, it left our house. And just how the universe is. But first of all, if you have a long, long list of all these things, we've got to focus our energy. Like, what would you really be grateful for? What would really bring you value right now? Because when you have that kind of focus, like as a parent, and I know some of you can understand this, then I can hone in on that. I'm like, okay, she wants this, and I'll make sure I can get it when I'm in the States. But if it's this long list of things that I don't know that it'll necessarily bring her joy, it's kind of hard for me to connect, like, which one do I really need to get? And just how we, I think that's just human nature, not to tell on my daughter, because I just think that's human nature. We have this, like, long list of things and not really, we're so blessed and not feeling grateful. And so I'm hoping that my intention is that getting us into this vibration of gratitude will catapult. Does anyone have any specific questions or other things that have come up that you want addressed? My intention is that it will, you know, what you share that will, everyone else can benefit from it too. We really aren't so different. You can star 2 to raise your hand. Okay, let's see. We have Carmen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I mean, things have been going pretty well in general. I manifested some checks that I wasn't expecting for a bit of money, so I'm happy about that. But something came up yesterday that got me a little bit annoyed, and it's around abundance. So we were planning. I was talking to my fiance yesterday about, okay, we need to start, you know, thinking about vacations and what our next plans are for traveling, because we like to travel outside of the, we like to go abroad, so we need to kind of plan it ahead of time. And so when I asked him, when I brought it up, the first thing he said was, oh, there's no money. And that just kind of like, that just kind of like really crushed my spirit, because I'm like, oh, I'm just trying. I'm working really hard to move beyond that, because I used to hear my dad say that all the time. Oh, there's no money, there's no money. So I was mad at him for the whole day. And but then I by the end of the night, I realized I needed to have some compassion, and it was, you know, just to be a bit more understanding and talk about it. But I guess my question has to do with when you're, I mean, generally he's very supportive, and usually most of the time he comes around and we are in agreement of a common goal, whether it's vacation or getting a house and so on. But it's just like I guess now I'm trying not to keep make that part of my vocabulary. Oh, I don't have any money, so I'm not going to do this. And so
what's the question, though? What's your question?
So the question is, when you're moving, when you feel like you're changing and people around you are not necessarily going along with that change, how do you – well, it's not maybe not they're, not that they're not going along. You're changing, but people who are near you are not necessarily changing with the change. They're not changing at the same rate as you are.
So the thing is that it's really kind of just being able to look at and say, oh, I still have something more to clear. So that person is just reflecting where you still have something else to clear. Otherwise, it wouldn't trigger you. Like, you'd be like, I'm abundant. You don't have that belief, but I know I'm abundant. Because you really are outside the story. And right now, you're still kind of like you've had some shifts. But then it's just showing you that there's something else that you need to release. Like, you know, you brought up your dad and it. So it's so actually, for here, I would say feeling grateful for that, because it's showing me where I still need to heal, that there's still some residue, and so he's actually showing up to help you see where it's at, so you can get rid of it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So I would say, let's see if we could do anything right now about that. Let's look forward, and all of us, we all have emotional toxins. we just think about, unless we're perfect. So it's like, what is underneath that? So I release, and this is for all that are listening right now, just setting that attention. I'm identifying any rage that you may have. I'm not talking about necessarily conscious rage. It's by virtue, because it's not socially acceptable, we just kind of stuff it down. But it's still in our field. So I release this rage in all layers and all levels, and that it's safe to let it go. I give myself permission to let it go. So the cellular level, molecular, atomic, and subatomic level. And this rage is like connected to abundance. I let go, I release feeling powerless, that it's safe to let that go, that I am grateful for the abundance in my life, that I'm free of others' beliefs that limit my truth or limit my abundance. And I... I can hear others' money stories and stay committed to living abundantly. And also, I think, you know, sometimes it can help just having humor or laughter. it's instead of like taking it so seriously, it's like, ah, there it came up again. You know, mm-hmm. but just kind of like it, because sometimes you're like, ah, you know, I still have this. And it's just our journey. And so it's just like, you know, these things show up to show us that there's still some other residue.
Mm-hmm.
And just feeling grateful for that. And I release that. And then if you feel like there's some other pieces to it, then let's bring it to a private session. And we can go deeper. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just those levels. It's just you're doing so much growth, and then, you know, people will show up to kind of show us, actually, first of all, where we've grown and what we also need to release. Yeah. How does that feel right now, Carmen?
Oh, that feels much better. That feels good. Yeah, so I'm feeling better about it.
Awesome. Yeah, I can remember when one of the times I started doing a lot of this work, and I made a huge mistake on a credit card bill. Like I estimated I thought we had $20,000 of credit, and we had charged up $20,000. It's like, mm-hmm. how can I, you know, I was actually pretty good at math, and just as good at math as I am in English. And you know, I consider myself a reasonably smart person. And normally my go-to would be feel the shame and take that on. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the shift as I started to release those things, that my husband and I got into an argument, conflict. And I was like, wow, normally I would feel shame, but I'm not going to take this on. Like, we both participate on it, so I'm not so good with numbers. Like, I get vague, like I kind of just blank out, but that doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Like, mm-hmm. you put me in charge of this, which is kind of pretty interesting, since I'm not the, you know, best number person. I know how to create it, but... and I just shifted. I was like, I'm not going to take this on. And it was actually a healing piece as I started to show up a little differently and kind of stand outside of it. So I think the people that we love, they show up to give us those opportunities. And believe me, my husband and I had many different conversations as each time, like, you know, I shifted, thankfully.
Yeah.
So, well, I hope that helped. Tatia. I know you have your hand up.
Yes. Greetings.
Yes.
Hi. So I practice the technique of expressing gratitude for things as if you want them to happen. You know, since you've been talking about that. I used to do it before, but not consistently. And so I have kind of stopped trying to be grateful for things that were kind of adversity or traumatizing. And so...
Yeah.
So I was wondering, is that good, or is it just going to build up? And then, like, because I find that when I do that type of work, like, I'm grateful for things that already happened, then I'll, like, see the person, and I don't really want to see the person. I just want to let go of the toxic energy. So what do you suggest about that? Just focus on what you want to create?
Yeah, I think focus on what you want to create. And, I think we just have some more work to do in that area. Eventually, when you really can feel gratitude for the gift and the lessons, then you're free.
Okay.
There's like that. I just saw a quote. One of my friends posted on Facebook. It talked about, you know, like the difference between forgiving and forgetting. And mm-hmm. like when you can really forgive, not necessarily forget, but forgive, like you're free. Like free. And so it's like mm-hmm. forgiving or having the gift, not to sanction what, you know, someone else mm-hmm. did, but just because you're amazing and you're worth it. And there's a lot of others that are ready for your message and to be able to help them. And it just gives you freedom.
Yeah.
But there's levels with that. So I think, focusing on that, I'm grateful for the emotional freedom.
Okay.
Maybe it's I'm grateful for emotional.
So I'm going to be seeing someone that I don't really want to see. They're going to be at an event, and so I'm preparing myself for running into this person, and I'm you know, I'm doing healing work around it and clearing blocks and all this other stuff. So, but I think the most important thing is just focus on what I want to create. And
yeah.
At the
and
event.
I think, and I keep saying that talking to you, like, I am amazing. I am brilliant. I'm just behind you. Like,
that's not me, honestly. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Okay.
But just plugging into that vibration of, like, just reminding yourself how amazing you are and, like, looking in the mirror, and it has nothing to do with another person.
Right.
You know? And yeah. Yeah. And I would, and also make sure you have a friend, and make sure you have protections, and like, if you know that's going to happen, then like, what would be, if you were going to coach yourself, coach someone, like, what would help protect and make you feel safe and feel, you know, in a good vibration and all of that, you know? So, you know, kind of anticipate. So that you're not thrown off.
So. Okay. That's good.
Okay.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. And I see Isabel. Let me just unmute you. Let me hear. Okay. Isabel?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I want to make a long story very short.
Okay.
I'm glad we talk about gratitude, because like 10 days ago, I realized that the feeling of have been abandoned I had all my life was not mine. I am an empath, and it was my cousin's abandonment from her mother at the court. She just tell her, I will come, and she never came. So I could release it, and I was very, very grateful to my mother, who accepted this cousin with us, and who never abandoned me. I always thought it was something with my mother, so I was all those days, I was very, very grateful for this fact that it was never my mother who abandoned me, it was my cousin's abandonment. So I could release that. But I still have the feeling that there is something in my emotions or in my mental part that doesn't allow me to love as much I could love or I would do. So I don't know if you can just check if there is still something there, because I could really feel the release now of all rages and what the clearing you did just before. It was very strong, but I still feel there is something in my mental part that stops something, that it's not completely open.
Safe for me to love others. It's strong there, but, and this is for everyone, the intention is that everyone will benefit from this. It's safe for me to open my heart. It's safe for me to be vulnerable, to be intimate, to be loved, and to receive love, to be nourished. It's safe for me to receive richness and to receive gifts. And I'm grateful for this opening up of my heart. I'm grateful to allow, accept, and receive this energy work. And let's see have we gotten to the root now? I release any and all anger down to the cellular level, molecular, atomic, and subatomic level. Any anger that's calcified the heart. It's safe to let that go. We have more emotion. No, just anger. So releasing that. So any false beliefs that are identified. Anything in childhood. Let's do a life scan from childhood. You're all ready to release the anger. Anything that we have all, I would venture to say, if we were to go back to each of you, like, we all have done some sort of calcification in our hearts. There's a reason we're all together. And so it's like, let's clear that. Let's release that. I'm willing to release it now. Anything that's preventing me from releasing, from opening up my heart, I'm grateful for this opening up my heart. I'm grateful to love and to be loved and to enjoy deeper intimacy, to that it's safe for me to feel others, to feel my emotions and integrate them easily at the same time as I set healthy boundaries. Sometimes that's the fear. I release any fear, feelings of abandonment. It's safe to let that go. So anything in childhood, feelings of abandonment, release that feelings of abandonment down to cellular level, molecular, atomic, and subatomic level. Okay. And then I just ask, invite, just put your attention on your heart and allowing the light to come through, just this powerful, powerful light that just cleanses, that just goes through the heart, this heart chakra area, and is cleansing, connecting you to that energy. I choose gratitude. I choose abundance. I choose forgiveness. The energy goes weak on that. It's safe for me to choose forgiveness. Okay. Oh, good.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for bringing that up, Isabel. We still have some more time. Anyone else have? I'll look at the Facebook group and see what we have here. Anyone else have, want to raise your hand? Have anything specific that we need to address? Let's see here. I am looking for, no one has anything else here. So I'll look in the, also see if anyone else has raised their hand. Okay, so the next part is, and if you have anything specific you want to address, just star two to raise your hand. Raise my vibration. I'm just gonna mute if there's anything. Raise my vibration. So just opening up to more light. I am grateful for more light. I'm grateful for the abundance. I'm grateful for all the cash flow, the abundant cash flow in my life, just swimming in that flow, in a flow of abundance. I'm grateful to receive that now. I'm grateful for all the love. That I feel this love permeate my entire being, and this love and abundance that is my natural state. It's my my coming home. I've been meditating a lot every day recently, and it's just such a great reminder because it's, you know, creating, we talk about manifesting affluence. It's a state. And the more consistently that we can stay in that state, that emotional state, and have the thoughts that support that state, we manifest. The cool thing is that we see results in our life even when we're not perfect at it. I'm certainly not perfect at it. And yet, I see the evidence all around just by doing a few things right. you know, having 51% more, as Rhonda Byrne would say, like positive thoughts than negative thoughts. And, you know, having that focus and using these tools and clearing the blocks as they come up and being, I think the thing about gratitude is that it's proactive. We can do it every day. And I can remember a time when, you know, if you ever feel like you're in a funk, and I remember being in Maryland, you know, I had some moments like that when I was like, okay, I'm grateful for my toes. I'm grateful for this carpet. just really like enumerating the things that I'm grateful for until we start to feel, feel a shift. I'll also when I go running or cycling, I'll spend time exercising, just being grateful. I call it a gratitude run. And that's a great way to start to raise our vibration. The more consistently we keep our vibration high, we create abundance. It's a choice. It is a choice. And so I hope you feel that. You feel that my conviction and my energy and the possibility that you can claim that right now. So what else is coming up for you? We have like 12 more minutes together. Start to. I'm grateful for the rain. It's starting to rain right now. Anyone has anything specific else that they, any comments? How you're feeling right now that you want to share with the group? Can start to.
Tara, it's Natalie.
Yeah. Hi, Natalie.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing? We'll see each other in a couple days.
I know. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. And it's raining here, too. I guess it's just, I feel like there have been times in my life when I easily lived in that space of gratitude, just sort of, this expansive, light place. And even with the awareness of how powerful it is, I feel like it's still challenging to get there. I would like to be in that place again.
What do you think is coming up that makes it not as easy to be there?
I'm not sure. I think it actually kind of feels like I got knocked out of that place several years ago. When I had a traumatic loss, that it kind of knocked me down, and it's almost like, this image is just coming to me, almost like I'm having to work my way back up through the three-dimensional, linear, cause and effect world to get back to the more expansive world of possibilities. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm wondering, because I can feel, like, what I'm feeling right now, it's almost like it's, like it's connected to that trauma. Like, let me see. It's safe for me to feel gratitude again, to go back to this natural state, to feel joy, to choose joy, and to choose gratitude, that I disentangle from, like, I just feel this heavy energy around that somehow it's like, I'm not putting it into words, but like it's connected. Like I feel gratitude and then this happens. Like,
right.
So there's a, does that make sense? Like, so that, like it's programmed that they're together or something, so then there's, so it's like disentangling. I disentangle from the past, that it's safe for me to be here now to claim this gratitude, that it feels comfortable and easy and natural, that I forgive myself. I forgive myself from the past. And that it's safe for me to feel joy, that I can choose it now. It's right here, right now. It's just, it's here in this moment. I release any negative thoughts, any negative programs that's tied up this gratitude and this expansiveness with the past. I am the creator of my own life, and I create new programs right now, right here and right now. That has to do with forgive. I forgive myself, and I forgive others. I release the belief that if I feel this gratitude, that somehow I'll be punished. Does that feel? It's like something that if I stretch up here, it's kind of like climbing my, like if I go up there again, like something else is like either the shoe's going to drop or like I'll be seen again. Yeah. It almost reminds me of, it was a poem that I substituted for ninth grade, my kid's school, and it was Henry Wordsworth Longfellow. Was it Annabel Lee, the poem Annabel Lee, and he talked about how like our love was a love that even the angels in heaven envied the love between me and my Annabel Lee, like so that they actually caused her to die, like because they were so jealous. And then now he's in the sorrow mode. I don't know. I just kind of, but he had this great love, and so it's like his joy was so great, it actually caused the attention of the heavens.
Right.
You know, like a challenge. Like, and so there's a way of like, okay, if I shine, if I totally go big, like, so I just wanted. I don't know if I'm putting that great in words. It's just a feeling, like I see you soaring and then like, so releasing that belief, I can go, I can feel gratitude, I can feel joy, it's safe for me too, and I release the belief that the other shoe will drop or that, that bad things happen,
yeah.
Or that I'm punished or, disentangle from that program.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just this entangle. And I think for all you that are listening, because sometimes we, I know there's I have another client, and I won't tell, you know, I mean, it's confidential, but like if you've created, you know, inherited money, for instance, and because a loved one died, and so then it becomes like, gosh, we're having abundance, but it's connected to this person that I loved passed away. And then there's like, so it's not like a free, clear feeling of abundance, right? All this other stuff goes with it. And then it become a, so it's like, what if you have anything like that, just being able to detach, disentangle from that. I disentangle from that now. It's not my truth. I choose empowering, uplifting beliefs, and I claim them now. Gratitude is my, you know what comes up right now, and this is for everyone, it's just that, you know, like we see the, what is it, like baby pose in yoga, what's it called, like happy baby pose, oh yeah, Carmen, you know when you see a little baby, and they're just joyful, they're like grabbing their toes, they're like big Buddha belly, and just happy. Everyone's, my needs are met. Everyone loves me. I'm just so amazing. And of course I'm going to be taken care of. And I'm just so happy and joyful and grateful. And so that's the energy. And like, you know, we're using words, but they are so paltry. It's a vibration. It's that gratitude, that joy, that's where we want to be. That, and it's our natural state. We've been there before. We were born in that state. It was gifted to us. And then we just, like, acquired all those other programs and stuff that, like, oh, well, if this happens, you know, my needs don't get met or all those other stuff. So we just want to detach from that. And so my intention is I plug into the happy baby, that happy baby state, My needs are met. The universe supports me, my affluence. I am joyful and grateful and abundant. I own my divine inheritance, and I claim it now. The energy was weak on that, at least some of it, so anything in childhood that has come up I invite you to go deep here to release any emotional block that has clouded your ability to go back to this state. And then anything in adolescence, 20s, 30s, 40s, and up to the decade that you are now, that it's safe to release it. I claim the state. This is my divine inheritance. And it is easy for me to return to the state of flow, to allow this light to flow through me, to allow this love and this gratitude to flow through me. So that deep false beliefs, any deeper blocks we're releasing right now, I release on all layers and all levels all negative thoughts, emotions, behaviors, programs, feelings that have surfaced during the session. I release any stubbornness, resistance, or hindrances that are standing in my way. I replace it with light and truth, gratitude, courage, clarity, peace, joy, and harmony necessary for me to realize my highest potential. We're just going to do a last minute clearing here. And I wanted to leave just to do a little something fun. Let me just kind of make sure everything's good. So we're doing a challenge this month. Every day, in our inner circle, to share what are you grateful for. And let's really, like, connect. The intention is to connect to this vibration of gratitude, and that as we all share, it could be just, you know, share five things that you're grateful for every day, and to really raise this vibration of gratitude. To stay at this vibration, to stay at that vibration of flow, and gratitude is really important. So sending you all lots of love. I see, I think Ellen just popped on. There might have been a difference in the time change, so I do apologize that you couldn't go back and listen to the replay because we did some really good work here. So sending you all lots of love, and I'm going to see many of you tomorrow or Wednesday at the Zone event. So I'm really excited. I'll probably send you a Facebook message too.
Good luck.
You can like meet up for a meal or something. So have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.